Time for a check of sports. Filling in for Gary Lee, I'm Harlan Hutchison. In sports headlines for today, congratulations are certainly in order for Ethan Miller, the quarterback for the West Plains Zizzer varsity football team. He has shattered the school passing record in a single year with 2,659 passing yards, the most ever in a single season, in his only season as Zizzer starting quarterback. What a year. The Zizzer football team has had a great season. They've piled up a lot of points this year, and the passing game has been a lot of fun to watch. Ethan Miller with a new record at West Plains High School. Congratulations. He's on to play again on Friday night up in Hannibal against the Pirates, and that game will be on KDY. Congratulations also in order for Jackson Free, distance runner from Mountain Home High School. He has signed with the Arkansas Razorbacks. He is a two-time Arkansas 5A state cross-country champion. He was the 2025 Arkansas 5A state champion in the 3,200 meter and was the bronze finisher in the 2025 Arkansas 5A state 1,600 meter competition. Congratulations! Jackson Free has signed to run with the Arkansas Razorbacks from Mountain Home High School. The rumor mill keeps a-churning about Eli Drinkwitz and his possible candidacy for the Penn State head coaching job. The Tigers have not been able to get over the hump with a few of those big games this year, and that's rubbed some people wrong. But Drinkwitz is considered to be a very hot candidate for one of those top-tier coaching jobs. Penn State is the one at the very top. He's had a lot of success in recruiting in that part of the country, and he, of course, has done so well with the transfer portal. I would ask Tiger fans who are upset about this possibility this. When's the last time you had a coach that somebody wanted to steal away? It's not a done deal. Drinkwitz may very well stay in Columbia. But it's nice at least to have a coach for your program that other people want. But those rumors are pretty hot today. And if you Google Drinkwitz, Penn State's going to come up right after that. That's how often that's been looked into. Monday Night Football last night, in a game sure to keep you up past 9, the Cowboys were able to defeat the Las Vegas Raiders as Dak Prescott passed for 268 yards and 4 touchdowns. Dallas dominated the Raiders, who were going right down the tubes, 33-16 on Monday Night Football. Cowboys are 4-5-1, played one of their better games of the season, keeping their slim playoff hopes alive. Dallas had lost 3 of 4 and a half games coming up against Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Detroit, Las Vegas, 2-8, and not much changing with Pete Carroll at the helm. That's a look at some of the sports headlines. I'm Harlan Hutchison, filling in for Gary Lee.